And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here too. And Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Talking kayak fishing, talking ponga fishing and more at Cedros Island. And the season's coming. I'm getting pumped up for it.
I don't know how I feel about this show. Like, I love talking about this place, and I love talking with Jeff, but, like, I am so fired up to go right now, and it's shows, and it's spring, and, like, I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if I love this show or if I hate it because I'm not able to go down there right now, but we're having a great time talking fishing, and we want to talk to you. It's been a very busy morning on the phone, but there's still a great opportunity for you to get through in the second hour. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number, or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. A great opportunity to get through, talk some Cedros kayak fishing, and a chance to win some great prizes. We're giving away three pairs of tickets to go to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar coming up March 28th through the 31st.
Indeed. And, you know, the Royal Polaris, Frank, adjusted his schedule in December to accommodate people that wanted to go to Guadalupe Island. So we are sponsoring the first of 2 7-day trips that he's sponsoring. Leaves Saturday, the 7th of December, and comes back Saturday, the 14th of December. Limited to 28 anglers on the Royal Polaris.
Oh,
are you kidding
me?
Oh,
my gosh, no doubt.
That's a light load on the Royal Polaris.
And taking
advantage. They take up the 36 sometimes.
Yeah, and comfortably. The boat's huge. Yeah. And what has really become a prime time for Guadalupe, you know what ended up happening is everybody's schedules are just doing other things at that time of year, and we kind of realized we're missing some of the best parts of Guadalupe. Guadalupe offers fantastic yellowfin fishing from, you know, the end of summer all the way through winter. But what really is unique about the fall, you know, those November and December times, is the for whatever reason, the white sharks seem to migrate elsewhere.
Oh,
yeah, so, you know, you can be there in the summer, have great fishing, and you've got to weave in between some sharks and have some shark issues. But some of those November, December trips were when the fish were at their largest, best biting, and no shark issues. So this is like, these are like the new prime time fishing trips.
Yeah,
I can't
wait. And it's priced right, $27.95, which is a great deal for a 7-day on the Royal Polaris. So that trip will fill up.
No doubt.
So it's on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on our trips page. And just call the Royal Polaris office, or you can book right online, royalpolaris.com. But that's going to be a great trip. 7-day Let's Talk Hookup sponsored Royal Polaris trip on the 7th of December. Don't miss it.
No doubt. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Lou, calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Lou.
Jeff, another beautiful day to be on the water, huh? I would think. Hey, Jeff, my question to you is, you know, I haven't done very much kayak fishing. I'm like, you know, novice plus. But I've been out to the island coming out of Guerrero Negro, out of the salt mines, to do some fishing for calicos. Question is, if somebody wants to take a half a day off or a day off to do some shore fishing, you know, hit the kelp beds, are there trails heading down towards the beaches? Is that possible?
Yeah, there's several spots along the lee of the island, and then we would have a good opportunity if we drove over to one of the fish camps on the other side of the island. And then walked. There's a long sand beach over there that I've been trying to get to myself to do some fishing. But
have you done some surf fishing over there?
I have. Yeah. I have. Yeah, it's really fun. And just fishing from the shore is really fun. All over the place, especially down on the south end, below the airport and stuff like that. I mean, we've had 6-pound calicos from the shore.
Really?
Get out of here.
Legal halibuts.
That's right.
We had one guy hooked to I didn't measure it, but it was 3 foot long, big white sea bass, you know what I mean, from shore. So, it's alive down there. So definitely shore opportunities.
Good. Do you guys have any long sticks down there, or can we bring a 8 or 9 footer down?
Oh yeah, you definitely could bring 9 foot rods on the plane. I don't own any 10 footers, so I haven't tried to stick a 10 footer in there. But there was room, you know. So I think if someone wanted to come down with a 10 foot ride, we could probably get it done.
But that's the thing about Sejos kayak fishing is you can fish from the shore, you can fish from the kayak, you can fish from the ponga. It's a versatile option.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we can access the island anywhere, so if we're driving along somewhere and you're like, oh, I'd like to walk that stretch a little bit, just beach the ponga real quick, put you out there on shore.
Yeah, I think
one of my
so
guys
cool,
is
man.
Always there too. Like, you're not like walking around by yourself. Like, yeah. one of my guys would just be hanging out, you know what I mean? And the boat's right there too. Like, we're never like leave people alone.
So let me ask, so you go on, you're guiding every trip?
Oh, most
you're
definitely.
Organizing every trip that goes down there.
Yeah, I think that's what makes my place different. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I dug the trenches for the plumbing. I built the house. I go on every trip. I help the guys pick their trip, and then I'm down there. And I go fishing with everyone every day, too, to make sure that it's, you know,
awesome.
The island's doing what it's supposed to for us. I fish very well there, I feel. And so I know what's going on and what should happen and what our day should be like. And I mean, guys are coming down and they're, you know, getting calicos and they're having the time of their lives. And I know it could be better. And so that's, I think, what I bring. Like, I'll load up a couple kayaks and move a mile. You know, we're not pedaling everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, we'll use the boat and move all over the place. And I make sure that you're getting what I think is, you know, what the island is telling us to do and give you that great experience.
Yeah, cool. One spot one day that's producing may not produce the next day, and you just move and find a spot.
Oh, absolutely. It's fishing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Conditions change, and you've been there enough
constantly.
Times to... That's cool.
Yeah, constantly.
And there's some trophies down there.
There are some very large
fish. You set an IGFA world record.
I do have the all-tackle world record for broomtail grouper.
Yeah.
You know, that's a funny story. I mean, I catch this fish 108 pounds, and I've hooked probably
108 pounds on a kayak.
On the kayak, yeah. And I've hooked so many other ones that are not even close to the size of that thing and just cannot stop them.
Yeah. Really?
Like, it's pretty strange, you know, depending on where you're at. You know, I mean, I think the big fish I got, I was out in probably like 90 feet of water. 80 to 90 feet, and all the other ones that we're hooking all the time are like, you know, you're in the 35 to 40, 50 feet of water, and I mean, you just are in for a tussle. It's pretty amazing. I never get them. They break me off every time now.
Every time.
So cool.
Yeah.
You know when you hook them,
though. Oh, you know, automatically, you know it's not a yellow.
Yeah.
You know automatically, yeah. That tail, just the way they're driving to the bottom, you know. And then they kind of come midway up, and it's almost like they sit there and look at you a little, and you can see them. You're like, I'm going to win. And then they just, that's that next
and then it's
one
over.
Is the one that
they just,
you're
they
done.
They just let you know that they're still in charge.
Just saying goodbye or something. I don't know what they're doing.
That's like, cool. What are you doing to me?
See
okay,
you next
bye.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lou, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Arnie calling us from Vista. Arnie, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Morning, Arnie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing there?
Great.
Morning, buddy.
A couple things I wanted to say. Actually, first thing first, I want to reach out to the CCA San Diego chapter members. Hey, guys, we still need some help for the Del Mar show for both our booths. If you guys would please give Chris Arachidera, just give him a ring on an email, chrisa@ccacalifornia.org. We'd really appreciate it. We could use a little help. You guys want to come to the show, spend a couple hours and help us out, please. And the question I actually have for Jeff was, since you got that great big ponga, I know the target species there for Cedros is mostly calico bass and yellowtail. With that big ponga, are you able to get away from the island to go for like tuna? And I guess like last year I heard there was wahoo between Cedros and Bonitos.
Yeah, most definitely. That's pretty much my main reason why I built such a big ponga. We had a lot of trips to Bonitos last year, both with the kayaks and just going ponga fishing over there, and so being able to, you know, move around a little bit better, just a little bit more stability, for sure. That's where that bigger ponga comes into play. Absolutely, one of my favorite things to do is go troll in the morning for a couple hours and get some tuna and maybe a dorado or something like that, and then go back into the island and fish for the standard, you know, calico bass, yellowtail, halibut, white sea bass.
That place is like the wild, wild west out there.
It kind of is. I mean, if you listen to the island, there's a lot of opportunities to catch fish. Very similar fishing to what we have up here. You know what I mean? And with the smaller groups, I'm able to, you know, and with the tackle shop, I kind of know what's going on. You know, like I get a lot of information. So I can do things like run offshore real quick, put the cedar plug out black and purple for a couple hours in the morning, where other guys get so focused because they need to, you know, bring home so much fish, you know. like, that's what my message to everyone. Like, just try not to get caught up in that so much and just enjoy it. Like, you're at this magnificent spot. It's hard to get there. You know, whatever group you go with, like, it's a tough place to get to, you know. So enjoy what's going on around there, because it is – look around. You know what I mean? The place is rad. Cool.
And how far is Benitas from Cedros?
It's 15 miles. 15 miles.
And it's weather-dependent.
Pretty much. Yeah. I've been – this last year we ran up the front side of Cedros, and then it's kind of you go around Punta Norte, and then it's kind of more of a downhill run over there. It's about 4 miles longer, but you're not getting so beat up in the swell.
Straight up into it. Yeah.
And then that was we were able to get over there and get to those Wahoo, which the caller was just talking about. You know, that's where they were. They were very specific, right up tight to Benitos Island.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, that was another thing where we would get there first thing in the morning, you know, put the Rapalas out, get 3 to 5 fish, like 35 to 50 pounders. You're like laughing.
Wow.
Yeah. All the kayaks are in the bow. You know what I mean? Like, we're all stacked up and we're trolling out the back and dumping Wahoo at in our feet, and then put the kayaks in the water, start fishing bass and everything. And then the guys would take care of the fish and get them all buried in the shaved ice and stuff like that. And then, you know,
I was getting like one or two picture messages a week from Jeff from the island of big Wahoo stacks, like on the pongas. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I mean, the guys were just tripping out because we would go there and they're like thinking bass, everything else. And then I knew they were there. And so, hey, guys, can I have 20 minutes of your time real quick? You know, while we, you know, and then we would get doubles and everyone would just be freaking out.
Really?
And then,
that's so cool.
Yeah. Funny.
And what time of the year was that, Jeff?
We got our first one kind of early in the season, around May. And then we didn't get any for a long time. But come August is when we started going over there often. August, September, October is when, you know, we were getting them. And I went in December just by myself to bring down all the Christmas gifts and everything for everybody. And, we got 5 that day. We went over there. It was
really
great weather. Yeah. So
unreal. All right, Arnie. Hey, thanks for the good messages. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
How about next up? We talk to Jeff calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jeff.
So I was wondering, what should I load my tackle box with prior to a trip to Cedros?
Good question.
Yeah, great question. You know, so it doesn't matter if you fly with us or one of the other airlines, like, you still are limited to how much, you know, you can bring. So packing specific is really nice. Definitely you're going to want to bring down some surface irons. And, you know, like, you could call the tackle shop or something, you know, call me directly and I could, you know, help you dial in what colors to bring. Blue and white, the scrambled egg, I call it bird shit, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That one works really well down on the island. The mint, you know, of course, those ones. Definitely you want to bring some yo-yo irons. The flat falls become my favorite, like, outfishes all any type of yo-yo iron, one 60 gram.
You say that you like a flat fall even over a traditional 6X Juniors.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Most definitely, just for the flutter. That blue sardine color is kind of my go-to for that all the time. You definitely want to bring an SP minnow, a couple of them. You know, the 6-inch SP minnow in the laser sardine color, the floating model. Switch out your split rings, switch out your hooks, you know, upgrade to something stronger. And you'll have the time of your life with the SP minnow.
I've done so well over there with Corey's MC, the Viejo.
Yep, that was just getting to all the plastics. Yeah.
Right?
Ounce
and a half lead head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've even gone as much as this last year I was throwing 2 ounce and 3 ounce,
two
the Warbaits lead heads. Yeah. Just because you make a longer cast, you still could fish it shallow because as soon as it hits the water, you start cranking. But then when you weren't getting bass shallow and you wanted to let that thing sink out in 60, 70 feet, that heavier lead head got you down there and you got bit for sure, especially with a 7-inch swim bait.
So. Yeah, and then Rapala's Rapala style lures, like that new Nomad lure.
Yeah, the DTX Minnow,
DTX
the 165.
DTX Minnow, you think you were Riptide catching them on Rapala's? Holy mackerel, yeah. The DTX Minnow.
Yeah, I have some of those, you know.
The other thing that I got to throw in there that's like Dallas's favorite lure to throw for a hard bait down there that I will be the first to admit she mopped the floors with me was that Colt Sniper stick bait.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a mackerel color, and I doubt that the color makes a lot of difference, but that Colt Sniper stick bait, I got my butt handed to me pretty bad with that thing. So
yeah. Colt Sniper jerk bait.
Hers was a stick bait. I think
the jerk bait
probably
different.
Would make more sense for calico bass fishing.
Yeah.
But this was the stick bait, which the lures look super similar. The jerk bait has a little small bill. The stick bait does not have a bill. It's kind of like a little divot in the forehead.
All right.
The jerk bait would be the more appropriate calico lure, but I can tell you, I went down very hard to that Colt Sniper stick bait a couple times down there.
Okay. All right. What size?
I think it's a 120 is what they call it. Yeah, they have a 120 to 140. She's fishing the 120. And I'm with you. I fish a 7-inch viejo. Again, I don't like to admit this on the radio, but Dallas whooped my butt. She was fishing 5-inch viejo almost the whole time, and I fish a 7 trying to say, oh, you know, you fish a little bigger lure, you're going to catch a little bigger one. She had more big fish than I did fishing a 5-inch viejo.
A 5-inch?
Yeah. Okay. I still like the 7. I still tell people 7. Yeah. I fish the 7, but like I said, I watched her catch more and bigger ones than I had when just fishing that 5-inch viejo. That is... You drop a 5-inch viejo on an ounce-and-a-half warhead at just about anywhere at Cedros, be prepared for that thing to stop when it's sinking down a kelp stringer.
Most definitely.
It's so much fun.
Most definitely.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's find out what's going on out there. Our FishDope.com reporter, Dave Hansen.
He's standing by, and today that report sponsored by Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong Hooks. Hey, it's not just another squid hook. Nothing penetrates deeper and holds tighter than the offset beak point that's actually sharpened and forged from the highest carbon steel available. Every captain has their own tricks on how to rig a squid, but there's no question on which hook to use. The Gamakatsu Octopus Hooks, get them at your favorite tackle store or check Gamakatsu.com. They're simply the best. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Rick, Pete, Jeff.
Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, I am so excited. I was listening to the show all morning. Jeff's my new best friend. I can't wait to get down there, buddy.
So
like
cool.
We talked at the show. It's going to be insane. I can't wait to go walk around that island.
Looking
pretty amazing.
That is going to be so, so cool. But, hey, the fishing bounced back. I heard Brian talking about what's going on at Dana. Look at what happened down in your neck of the woods, Rick and Pete. Those guys got back down there. Weather calmed down, and they relocated those yellows just down there below the rock pile. Here we go. Here goes the season again. Let's pray that the wind stops blowing because
yes.
There's a whole bunch of cool stuff on the horizon. Besides the rockfish, that yellow will be relocated at Clemente. They just got to figure out where it went. There's the yellows at San Nick. They got to figure out where it went. We've been just hampered by the weather for so long. Now we got some beautiful weather. You know, it looks like we might have a little weather on Wednesday, but until then, it looks like it's time to go fishing, guys. There's plenty of rockfish to catch while you're out there looking for the other stuff. And you know what's going to happen, Ricky and Pete, is somebody's going to stumble into that bluefin. I'm shocked that they didn't stumble into it this weekend. I told everybody this was going to be the weekend someone would find it. Maybe today they'll find it, but I don't think it went anywhere. It's just a matter of the weather calming down. There's still some squid at Catalina. If you're lucky enough to get to the backside there and find one of those squid boats, that'll sell you a little bit. There's some sea bass up on the west end of the island. And there's still really good calico bass fishing if you can find some conditions on the backside of Catalina. But once again, it's just all weather related. It's all about the weather. As long as we don't have any weather, there's going to be good fishing. So just watch your windows of weather, guys, and you just got to get out there, like I say, every week. The best time to go fishing is when you can go fishing.
That's right.
Don't wait for something to
happen.
And
it is only St. Paddy's Day, the 17th of March. It's still early.
Yes, it is. And today is Mike Hansen's birthday, by the way. So
Mike
happy Hansen. Birthday,
You're
little
right,
brother.
Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. Day of War of Sport Fishing. All right. How many years is Mike?
What am I? He's 55 today.
55, double nickels. All right. Well, congratulations and happy birthday, Mike, for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny's had all the stuff. He had all the information on that yellowtail down below the islands there that the guys are on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And if we want to get info from Captain Dave, how do we do that?
Well, guys, my website's just cranking away like we talk about every week. If you're not on it, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go there, check it out, yoursaltwaterguide.com. I work very closely with Danny and Jeff over there at Fish Dope, Jason and Ali. We all work together to make sure that your days are more enjoyable on the water. It's just one more tool for your toolbox. So go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, check it out, lots of cool info. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right.
Sounds good to me, Dave. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. All right. Phones are packed up. We have two lines open. One line at 877-792-1090. One line at 858-457-1090. You have a chance to talk to Jeff. You have a chance to win one of three pairs of tickets to go to the Fred Hall Del Mar Show March 28th through the 31st.
Let's do that. How about William and Claremont up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, William. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, William.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
Hey, buddy.
Morning.
Hey, I just got a question about the FMM visas for fish in Mexico. Are those a one-time use, or are they good for 6 months?
Both. So they are a one-time use permit that is good for 6 months worth of time. And what that means is you could go into Mexico today and you could stay there for 6 months on that FMM. But as soon as you return, you know, that is the end of that of your tourist visa. So
one entry and exit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
One entry and exit.
So that's where that 180 days comes from that says on
exactly.
the visa or whatnot.
Exactly. Yep. Oh. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
all right.
that.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, it's nice, too, because the biosphere permits. Do you have to do the biosphere permits?
Oh, yeah, the bracelets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The bracelets. Well, now they have the card. You can buy the annual card now mm-hmm. for, is it $18?
That's like 20 bucks, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, and it's good for the whole year. So if you know you're making multiple trips to Cedros, you know, you're making multiple trips to the Coronado Islands, Guadalupe Island, any of the biosphere reserves, you can buy that annual card now through the SAC website. And
we were so stoked that they did
yeah.
that. That was what everybody was hoping for. I don't think anybody's worried about paying the fees, to be honest with
no.
you. I don't know why they only made it 20 bucks. I mean, we're stoked, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
but nobody was really concerned with paying the fees. It was just, you know, it's kind of a hassle to go get a bracelet each time.
Right.
So the fact that they did that was awesome, and it's easy to do. All the information just happens via the website. It's 20 bucks for the year.
Yep.
You know, if you're a guy that has a skiff, get your card, you know, have your, you know, your main fishing buddies get your card. You can still get the bracelets if, you know, if you're taking a bud from work or somebody that doesn't fish all the time, the bracelets are still cheap. They're $5 and easy to get. But if you go all the time, yeah, you get that card, you throw it in your wallet, you're done for the season on a $20 bill.
And at Cedros, like, that card is fine for up here, but, like, you don't have to worry about that down there. Like, that's all included in your trip.
Oh,
I don't know how the other tours work that for themselves, but I meet with the man down there that runs it, the Kona Pesca guy, and I take care of my whole year up front.
Everything.
Yeah, like, so it's not going to help
that's
you
cool.
if you come to Cedros. That thing's mostly for guys who are fishing up here.
Okay.
Or if you're driving, say you're driving all the way down somewhere.
Well, you're trying to support the local economy. And that's, yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's and the Kona Pesca money.
Yeah, it's just easier for me, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That guy comes straight to my house. We sit at my table and have food.
Get it all done. So you don't need
awesome.
To worry. If you go to Cedros kayak fishing, you don't need to worry about any FMMs, any...
No visas, no fishing
license.
What about
fishing license?
Nope, I handle
oh.
all that. It
yeah,
just makes it
handle
easy.
All of it.
That way, it's all in my packet. I keep it with me at all times, and that's why I never get asked for any of that stuff.
So
I
that,
always
cool,
have
man.
That trip, those two trips we have, June 17th through 21 and August 26th through 30, so for $2,600, you've got your airfare, you've got all your food, you've got all your fishing, all your kayaks,
transportations,
everything.
Everything.
All you have to do is make
parking.
It to Temecula Airport.
Yeah, free parking right there at the hangar. Too.
Yeah.
You put your own stuff on the plane, so you don't have to worry about your rods ever. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Getting damaged or anything like that. So.
Wow. No rod fees. No.
No rod
overweight fees.
Nope. That's my plane. My charter.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
yeah. So
you know,
cool.
What a great.
I
yeah.
love this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really, really good. All right.
I want to go right now.
Yeah,
dude, I am
no
ready.
Kidding.
I'm over this weather. It's nice now. Like, I want to go
yeah.
to that island right this second.
Gotta get
man.
Through Fred Hall, Del Mar, and then
you'll
we can go.
Fred Hall, Del Mar.
Let's get through that, and then we can go.
For sure. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about next up, we talk to Don, who's calling us from Dana Point. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good morning.
Great, Don. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, heard a lot about Cedros and would really like to go. I got two questions. The Ponga, is it, I mean, I'm sure it's limited to the amount of people that you can put on it. Is how does that work? Is there a waiting list or?
For me, you know, once you sign up to the trip or whatever, and you're coming down with us, you know, the Ponga is, you know, available to us every day, all day. It's out there. If we're kayaking, the Ponga's out there. And if we're fishing from the, you know, just from the boats, you know,
and you're only dealing with three other people, right? It's
yeah.
Four,
you know,
people on
four,
the trip.
Five tops. And if there's five guys down there, then we're going to use both my boats. I'll probably put three on one and then two on another. And then I'll be on that boat too.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll, you know, like, cause the bigger boat, it's pretty nice. So like, we'll probably switch, you know, if mm-hmm. like just Ponga trips came down one day, you're fishing on the 26, next day you're fishing on the 28. I mean, there's not that much difference. Both of my captains are, you know, top-notch guys I've been working with since I've been down there. And we would always, you know, if both my boats are out there, we'll stay together.
So yeah, so there's no shortage of room on when you go. There's not going to be a wait in line.
No.
You want a ponga fish, you want a kayak fish, you do whatever
you want. It's different,
you
know, than if you go to a big resort, you know, where there's only four guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everything, I own everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're sitting around at dinner and talking about what we're going to do the next day, you know what I mean? So everything is at
your house.
Staying at my house.
Yeah.
You know, sitting at the dinner table, like, yeah, right there. And
I've been there. It's a beautiful
house. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
That was one of the first things when I went to the booth. I got to meet Jeff's wife, and I just said, thank you, because you can tell that her touch all over that. It's fantastic. I mean, it really, it's like we said at the beginning, so it's like you're at, you know, you feel like you're at home. I mean, it's just, it's very well done.
Yeah.
It's extremely comfortable. It's very tastefully done. It's just awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's a cool community, too, because you're right in amongst the community there.
Oh,
too.
Most definitely. Yeah, nice and quiet. We're up on the hill a little bit, but at night, you know, there's no chickens or cat fights and all
we
that.
We get asked all the time, you know, we get asked all the time about places, you know, is this a place where I could bring my wife or girlfriend? Is this somebody like, I think your trip is so accommodating and the accommodations where you're at are so comfortable. I mean, it's, you know, again, it's a hardcore fishing destination, but you make it extremely comfortable, and it is like that. I mean, you'd have no problem bringing your wife or girlfriend to this type of place because it's, you know, they don't have anything to worry about. It's an intimate group. It's very comfortable. The food's easy. If, you know, if they're not wanting to do a super hardcore long day, then you do a shorter day.
Yeah, we do whatever we want. Yeah, absolutely.
Total flex. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
Hey, when we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. We're talking Cedros Kayaks. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, you know, the place that it's always biting is at Point Loma Seafood. It's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Last night, Lana and I had, get this, fresh Alaskan king salmon.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Not kidding.
That's exactly what it is. Flown down, fresh fish, not farm. It's the best, man.
It's the real deal. And, you know, that spring king, that spring winter king up there, unbelievable. They don't have it every day, but they had it at Point Loma Seafoods. But their fresh fish array is like none other anywhere.
My favorite thing is I got some of that blackening rub from Fish Pros the Market, went down after work and got a full pound of their premium shrimp that they had in the case. We went there, blackened it up in the cast iron skillet. It was so good and
so easy.
Yeah. I love Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah, there's so many different things. Lunch, dinner, take it home with you. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, it's been a busy couple hours here, but you still have a chance to get through, have a chance to talk to Jeff, talk about Cedros kayak fishing, and talk, get three chances to win a pair of tickets to the Del Mar show, which is coming up very, very soon, March 28th, 31st. You're going to have a booth there.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and you'll be right across from Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks. Yeah.
Nice and safe.
That's going to be, yeah, nice
and safe. I don't know about that. Yeah. Nothing safe next to that wild man.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of which, Ron Lane will be our guest in the studio next Saturday. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks will be talking kayaks and Hobie and the Del Mar show. And then next Sunday, Bart Hall, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall shows. That's a couple of great shows.
Yeah.
Next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090. Let's find out what's cooking. Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
It looks like he's finishing up with that. I can hear him in the background BSing with Adam, probably getting some
fresh
recipes.
Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a fine morning. What a fine morning. Listen, you guys, I'm sure everyone's heard the yellowtail is starting to show up in San Diego, and the weather is warming up, so it is time to start thinking about grilling yellowtail, and my new recipe is a grilled yellowtail sandwich with a Mexican twist. I use authentic Mexican bread, authentic Mexican ingredients, and some tagine. All you have to do is just go to your local Mexican market, catch one of those yellowtail, and make this really, really insane sandwich.
Yeah, it does. That sounds so delicious indeed, Yanni. And, of course, you have it on fishermansbelly.com, and we'll have it up on our Let's Talk Hookup website and the angler's table set up there on the letstalkhookup.com. And, I got to tell you, grilled yellowtail, to me, there's nothing better.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it is absolutely delicious.
It is, you know, and this sandwich is so easy to make. You kind of make it like a tuna salad sandwich, but you use grilled yellowtail instead. It's outstanding.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, Yanni, fishermansbelly.com, yet another outstanding recipe for our listeners. We sure appreciate that, and we will talk to you very soon.
You bet. Thanks, guys, and good luck with the yellowtail fishing.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. All right. We'll get out there for sure. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. All right. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into it.
You got it. How about we talk to Bob? Called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hey, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to ask Jeff if he has any plans to do a small tournament out there at Cedros with the group that's there.
Thank you. That's a great question. I've been working on that and pulling a bunch of people. You know, through the tackle shop, we do this kids clinic, and I'm trying to organize a tournament there. And I'm also trying to organize something that everyone, whatever tour you travel with, you can come sign up at the tackle shop. And but it's just, you know, trying to work all the bugs out. You know, if I want to do like a monthly, do we make it all year, something like that. But yeah, definitely stay tuned for some upcoming Sabres tackle.
That'd be kind of cool to do like an annual tournament where you benefit the locals there.
Almost definitely, that'd be super fun. Yeah,
that'd be a good idea.
Absolutely, yeah. No, that'd be great.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Like definitely, lots of fun stuff coming from the tackle shop.
Yeah,
so
we'll keep you posted for sure. So, thanks a lot for the call. So the tackle shop is now in the big town. The big little town.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I moved it far. You know, I moved it, I don't even know, 1,000 feet probably, you know what I mean, overall.
But you're more on the main drag.
We're just closer to everything. And then my guy, Osmot is his name, he'll be there every morning, 6 a.m., you know what I mean? Probably even 5:30 if we have to, if the tours want to stop.
Seasonally.
Pretty much it's going to be year-round from here
really?
On out. Yeah, he was looking for some full-time employment, and so it's a great opportunity for me to provide another job for someone on the island.
And do the locals, they
there's
use
a lot of shopping,
store?
You know, especially during lobster season when they're all kind of, you know, making really good money because there's great lobster fishing on the island. That's when I find they want to come in the most. At the beginning of the season, it's, you know, when they're still trying to get yellows and stuff like that, that's when I'll sell 100 Rapalas to those guys.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. Because they're not fishing heavy enough line. They'll try to go troll a Rapala with, like, 30 pounds.
Right.
Not understanding you're going almost 10 knots with the thing. So you already got 8 or 9 pounds of pressure on your line. And as soon as the fish bites, like, they're losing. And then they come in the shop and, you know, it's not line they got from me.
One.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, but I think that opportunity to be able to provide that for guys year round and not have to call us, like they come in from fishing, they can go straight to the tackle shop while they're buying beer, whatever they're doing before they head up to their lodge or hotel.
Yeah.
So.
But you've got, you know, lures, you've got plastics, you've
everything.
Got yo-yo jigs,
yeah.
You've
everything
got mine.
Yeah. Yep, most definitely. And MC Swim Baits will be in there this year,
oh,
too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I've been talking to Corey, so we're going to get a full line of baits down in there. All the war baits, lead heads we have, tatty jigs, JRIs, of course. You know, everyone loves fishing the JRIs. Kicker jigs we have, Salus.
I saw, which I thought was a great idea, I saw, like, emergency guide repair. You know, you had some guides in there, tip-tops, you know, things happen on the Ponga. You blow a tip out of the guide. I know you have extra guides in there to do a emergency guide repair. Like I said, even if you're staying at another tour and, you know, your tip blows out, you can say, you know, you can go to your guide and be like, hey, man, can you run me to the tackle store? I need to get a new tip on this thing.
Most
back
definitely.
In business.
Yeah, I have my rod wrapping machine down there and a whole bunch of supplies. My neighbor he just has a garage full of stuff, and he's giving me just things all the time, like all different kind of guides. And so guys will come down even with older rods, and if I thumb through the boxes that he's given me, like I can almost match.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
that's helpful for guys.
That's a very nice service. No kidding. All right. Hey, let's go live to the San Diego. Captain Ryan Bastian's on the fish. Good morning, Captain Ryan.
Hey, morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. It's a little hard for me to hear you at the moment. We got a little problem with our speaker here a bit. You sound a little muffled, but I think we can get through it.
Well, you're sounding great on this end, buddy, and glad to hear that the boat work is over. The sun shined enough for you guys to get the San Diego online. And first, the boat looks fantastic, but better yet, you're fishing, and your season is off to a great start.
Yeah, you know, Rick, we went out yesterday on our first trip of the year. Our boat work drug on. We tried to paint during a bad winter. We got a lot of rain, and so our painting drug on a little longer than expected. But yesterday was our first trip. We came out here with 35 passengers, and we got on Yellowtail right away. I think our very first stop of the day, we had 13 from 9 o'clock in the morning until noon. It was real easy to see a school. And then we just kind of lost track of them, or they gave us a slip or something. They did what fish do, and we didn't catch anything in the afternoon. But for being the first trip of the year and not really knowing the lay of the land here and the water structure, we were pretty excited with what we saw. We saw a handful of really nice schools yesterday and hooked them on yo-yo jigs. They did come up and boil on our chum every stop, so I'm sure a savvy surface iron guy could have got a few. I'm sure a good fly line bait guy could have got a few, but, you know, this time of year we really like those yo-yo jigs because they cover the whole entire water column. Some schools will be glued to the bottom. Some of them will come up and be mid-water, and it's really hard to beat a 6X Junior or something similar to that this time of year for yellowtail. So we're online 7 days a week. We're actually approaching the fishing grounds here in another couple miles. We'll let you guys know what we do here today.
Awesome. Boy, what great news that is, Boog, and glad to hear you guys are off to such a great start. First trip out, having great success. I think that's just a sign for an awesome season to come.
Awesome. Thank you, Boog.
I think so. This water's setting up a lot like last year. You know, it's a little cool right now. Yesterday we caught our yellowtail in 58 degree water, but, you know, I don't think they mind too much. Even in the summertime when they're up on the surface and they go diving down to the bottom, it's got to be, you know, much, much cooler down on the bottom. So our temp gauge says 58 degrees on the surface here. I don't think it's that big a deal because it's so clean.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Wow. Sounds so every day, full day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Yes, sir. Call C4 Sport Fishing at 619-224-3383. Hopefully this is just a sign of things to come. You know, usually it takes us a couple of days to kind of get these fish patterns. So hopefully you'll see some big fish counts coming in here soon.
Great job, Bug. Well, we really appreciate it. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Congrats on the boat looking fantastic after a successful boat work season. And much better yet, congrats on finding those yellows for us. Great job, Bug. Well, thanks for keeping us up to date. And we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Rick. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Captain Ryan. Captain Ryan Bosch on the San Diego. How exciting is that,
yeah, that's
huh?
That's such good news, dude. That's good.
Little St. Patrick's Day yellowtails for that crew?
How much does it just happen all the time? It's like Fred Hall comes, and then as soon as Fred Hall goes, we all went out and we bought some new gear.
Yeah.
That kind of gets you fired up to the start of the season. Next thing you know, the weather's all of a sudden good again. San Diego's catching local yellowtails. Like, the fishing season started just like that. It's on.
Yeah.
We're not worried about rain and wind anymore. It's just now you're just worried about when you're going to get to go catch some yellows.
Absolutely. We're game for that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No doubt about it. All right. Phones are packing up. You want a chance, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phones.
How about Richard in Monrovia up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, guys. Hey, so two questions. Jeff, pick one you want to answer. The first one is, what are some of the other local species in Cedros that get overlooked because the yellowtail and calicos are so stupid that you kind of like, hey, this is some pretty good eating stuff, like the cabazon or halibut, that you get north of there? And the second question is how the geography of Bahia Viscano creates that current confluence from the south and the north, and how the interaction makes Cedros such a beautiful fishery.
Awesome. So you mentioned the one, I don't want to call it bycatch, but the other species, halibut especially, that most guys overlook at that island, especially this time of year. Even May, beginning of June, you know, fishing up in the shallows, we get so many on plastics. White plastics works great, as well as just dropper loop mackerels and stuff like that. Like they're really that's a great species. And then
what about sea bass this time of the year?
You know, I need to start spending more time down there this time of year to try to. I know there's squid beds down there
for sure.
You know what I mean? So I would imagine they'd be good. You know, especially if you found the squid nest somewhere, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we get so many of those things just kind of
incidental.
As a bycatch. Yeah, absolutely. Incidental catches, fishing plastics in close 25 feet of water. You know what I mean? So targeting them, you know, anchoring up, doing it how we do up here. Like that's something I'm going to kind of explore a little bit this year, too, for some of my Bonga trips. You know, just trying different things, more techniques like we do up here, you know, trying to, you know, chum things up.
Hamburgacea rig would probably be a real effective
absolutely.
Thing. You find that kelp laid down somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that current question that he's talking about, you know, I think especially on those outer high spots, like between Natividad and Cedros, there's a series of like three banks right there that come as shallow as like 45 feet, you know, you're 2 miles off the island too. So those currents right in there are really... I think affect the bite right there, and then right along the Tividad to Punta Eugenia area right there, the water really gets ripping through there. And I know for the lobster guys during that season, like there's so many traps in that zone, and I think that has a contributing factor to a good crawl, all that current.
Yeah, and probably a lot of nutrients, a lot of fish.
Tons of nutrients, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. All right, good question there, Richard. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about Chris from Claremont up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning. My question is regarding equipment you can put on a Hobie. Is it possible to put a downrigger on a one of those Hobie catamarans? Kayaks. And if so, is there other equipment you would suggest to that you could add on, or do you want to just go as light as possible?
Great question. I think Scotty.
Yeah,
might be making a nice downrigger,
and Hobie has an accessory to mount
clips right on the rail.
Scotty, yeah,
clips right on the rail there. So, yeah, you could definitely put a downrigger
especially
on your
boat. Especially have a pro angler.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
that would work.
Yeah. For me, I try to keep it a little bit more simpler on a kayak. I mean, where we're at, I have the luxury of having the pongas around, so, you know, we don't need to get too sophisticated, I guess.
But to have a fish finder on every ponga, on every kayak, that's awesome.
I never thought you needed that until last year. You know, Chris Minnick, you know, one of my friends that comes down often, he's adamant. Like, he wants his fish finder on every boat. And so one day, I never used to use mine, and the guys just happened to set my boat up with the fish finder, and it kind of changed my life, too. Like, I see the need.
Got to have it.
You know, marking yellows down there, and then dropping your flat fall or, you know, Sal 6X Junior, whatever you're using down there, and then, like, hooking fish, like you're bass fishing, like, that's pretty...
You're fishing a video game.
Technology is insane nowadays.
It's pretty fun.
So. That's so cool.
So, yeah, it is possible, and Hobie has made so many innovations on the kayak. If you go to Fastlane in Mission Bay, and they'll set you all up, Chris. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's talk to Tom next, coming from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
How you doing, buddy? Good morning.
Good. I had a question about when there might be, perhaps Arnie mentioned that, I'm not sure, about when Dorado might be the best time to also hit Dorado when you get down there.
So this last year, yeah, great question. Last year the Dorado were around early, like in July. Guys started getting them. I think it was just, you know, current related, and the water temp was up last year. To me, you know, best time obviously later in the year, late August, September, and even into October, you know what I mean, is definitely like that's when the most exotic species are.
Dorado on a kayak, oh my gosh.
Oh,
so much
so
fun.
Rad,
they jump and everything.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's really fun. We've gotten them as close as like in, you know, right up 100 feet off of the island. We've had fish when the water gets really warm. But we've also like gone out in the ponga, found, you know, off the high spots and found like kelp patties and things like that. Sawfish under the kelp patties, you know, things like that, and then water calm enough, launch the kayaks and give everyone some live bait and let them, you know, stroll around the patties.
So cool.
It's awesome. Awesome. Hey, good question, Tom. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky three callers are all going to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of Penn reels in our massive booth, including the Penn Fathom and the redesigned Penn International. That's Penn reels and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617. Or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5415. 1-800-414-4414 or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, right? The winners of the tickets, pair of tickets for each caller going to the Del Mar Show, are going to William in Claremont, Jeff in San Carlos, as well as Don and Dana Point. Guys, congratulations. We're going to see you at the show.
Yeah, indeed. And we'll see you at the show, Jeff.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Looking forward to it.
Sejo's Kayak Fishing.
Absolutely.
You'll have a booth right there across from Fast Lane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right where we
in the Bing Crosby Hall.
The Bing Crosby
Hall. Yeah, indeed. And, of course, Sejo's Kayak Fishing. How do we get a hold of you? We want to book a trip.
You can look me up on our website, Sejo's Kayak Fishing, or you can call me direct. I love talking about Sejo, so call anytime, 760-412-2507. That's my direct line, and answer it all the time. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to go on one of our two Let's Talk Hookup trips, you can go as a single.
Absolutely.
That's the event. That's why we sponsor them.
Yep.
If you just want to go solo,
right.
It's up to four people. I think there's a couple spots left
couple
on each trip.
A couple spots, yeah. Single occupancy rooms, you know what I mean? So, like, you're always, you have your own space.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we didn't mention that, huh?
Yeah. Single occupancy rooms?
Yeah, always. Everyone gets their own bedroom.
Everybody gets their own bedroom.
Always, yeah.
Wait. You get your own bedroom.
Unless you go with your wife, but I can make arrangements if you don't want to sleep with her.
Yeah. Your own kayak.
Yeah.
Your own.
You stayed at your own house. It's so cool.
I'm down to stay with me and my family. It's absolutely nothing like you've ever experienced.
I don't know how you do it for the
price. I don't either. Because that includes your airfare and your food and everything.
Yeah.
It's like you take what you spend to buy plane tickets and food and all these things out of that trip. There's nothing left over. I don't know how you do it either, but I love it, and I really hope people take advantage because this is such a unique trip.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
It is. It's awesome.
They definitely are. We've doubled since last year. So.
You're doing a great job.
It's going to get busy here, so you better get on it for sure. SejosKayakFishing.com. Thank you. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. We sure appreciate that. Be sure to check out our app. Let's Talk Hookup on the App Store or Google Play Store. All the archives and live and everything you need, Let's Talk Hookup right there. And, of course, all the trips and everything are on our website, letstalkhookup.com. And next Saturday, Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks will be here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Next Sunday, the pre-Del Mar show with Bart Hall, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall shows. Thanks for listening today. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090. Talking about the week.